This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Karina Brennan, Aaron Hurley, and Charles Anderson. We're talking about Bat Week Awareness. This is going to be coming up last week of October, and we'll be talking about a disease that is plaguing the bats, benefits of bats, and way you can help them survive. For more information anytime, go to batweek.org. That's batweek.org. Karina, Aaron, Charles, thank you all for joining me.
Yeah, so ultimately, we're not here to raise money, but to raise awareness for the endangerment of bats and the threats that they're facing.
One of the threats that they're facing is called white nose syndrome. It is a fungal infection that they develop while hibernating, and it gets into their nose and on their wings, and they'll wake up because they're suffocating, and they'll fly around in the cave, try and go out and get food, but their bodies can't support all the energy that they're using, and they typically wake up towards the middle or end of winter, so there's no food available for if they do wake up.
White nose syndrome has already killed more than 6 million bats and could potentially kill entire species of the 8 species of bats that exist. More than 50% of bat species in the United States are either in severe decline or are listed as endangered.
99% of hibernating bats have been wiped out in recent years by the white nose syndrome, and this is particularly important to me because my family had a tradition every Friday night of going out and viewing the bats, eating all the mosquitoes and the moths. In recent years, we see virtually no bats left.
And there are a lot of things that people can do to help with this issue, whether you're a student, a parent of a student, or a concerned citizen. Batweek.org lists a lot of activities that people can do to contribute. A really important thing for students to do is raise awareness in your school. Our whole school district is participating in Bat Week, which is the last week of October, including Halloween, to raise awareness. This is a really great way of spreading knowledge about this issue.
We're students, first and foremost, from Moultonborough Academy that we forgot to mention earlier, and we'd like to say how easy it is for regular people to participate in this event simply by planting flowers that attract bugs that the bats eat, or to build small bat houses for the bats to sleep in and nest in at night or during the day specifically.
Bats are really interesting creatures. They're actually the only mammals able to fly. Just a single brown bat can catch around 1,200 mosquito-sized insects in 1 hour. Even the fruits that we eat rely on bats. Through pollination, bats help fruits like bananas, avocados, and agave to grow. Also, fruit bats help to spread seeds that plant new tropical trees across long distances. These trees then grow and give us different fruits like pineapples, figs, and mangoes.
And the benefits don't just stop there. Bat guano is used as a fertilizer across the globe and helps with agriculture and the economy as well. Research shows that vampire bats have developed an anti-clotting medicine to help stroke victims. And a common myth about bats that we have found out to be untrue is that all bats have rabies and attack people, when in fact less than 1% of bats have rabies and less than 10 people in the last 50 years have contracted rabies in North America from bats.
I'd like to talk about the economic benefits of bats also. There are multiple studies that talk about how bats save farmers anywhere from $1 billion to over $23 billion annually just from eating pests and the pesticide cost reduction for the farmers. And they also eat lots of pests that people can't stand, like gnats and mosquitoes that attack us every night whenever we go outside during the spring, summer, and fall that none of us can stand. And they eat them in the thousands every single night.
We're talking about Bat Awareness Week. It's the last week of October, and there's this white nose syndrome that is affecting the bats. It's wiping out the population, making a number of them endangered. There's a lot of benefits to bats. Kind of curious, what are some of the ways that listeners can help bats? What type of things can they do if they're concerned about this?
At your home, you can plant flowers, like she said earlier, to attract the bats. Some of these include honeysuckle, 4 o'clock, goldenrod, and evening primrose. And they can also create bat houses.
The bat houses have to meet a few certain criteria. You can look them up on the Bat Week website, but some simple things are they have to face southeast and have to be at least 15 feet tall so that the bats can swoop out of them.
And another thing is that bats, if they're near where you live, they're probably either in your garage or in a barn. And if they're not too much of a nuisance, to just leave them there because they might not have anywhere else to go.
So if you're just tuning in, it's Bat Week Awareness. It's going to be the last week of October, but you can do stuff right now. And if you want more information anytime, just go to batweek.org. That's batweek.org. I'm kind of curious, Karina, Aaron, Charles, what got you into raising awareness about Bat Week?
I'm a big chocolate lover, and if we lose bats, then we can lose all, if not most, of chocolate, avocados, like just everyday things. Mm-hmm.
Because of the contributions they make to the agricultural market, which we discussed earlier. Aaron?
I've always been interested in different animals, and it's really upsetting to learn about any that are endangered. And so when I found out about the bats, I really wanted to do something to help.
Yeah, I'm a huge animal lover, and I love all animals a lot, and I want to devote my life to trying to help endangered animals. And as I previously mentioned about the story of how my family would watch them every Friday night, I've always viewed it as tragic how the bats have been dying off in recent years, so that the future generations won't be able to view them as I did.
It's also sad to think about that a lot of people might view bats as just pets when there are so many benefits of them that people might not know about.
So it's Bat Week Awareness. It's the last week of October. There is the white nose syndrome that has been going around New Hampshire for a number of years now, but you can help bats and thus all the benefits of bats by going to batweek.org. Find all sorts of helpful tips there to up the population of bats in New Hampshire and Maine. Karina, Aaron, and Charles, thank you all for joining me.
Thank you.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to help clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.